this episode of the Press Rewind Prince Lyrics podcast, I will be engaging in a possibly clandestine meeting with Prince's version of Sheila E.'s Noon Rendezvous. Noon Rendezvous is the third track and the last on Side A for Sheila E.'s 1984 debut, The Glamorous Life. It was released as the album's third single behind Glamorous Life and Belle of St. Mark in the fall of 84, but the song did not chart on any of the various charts that were in existence in 1984, so it really didn't make an impact at all as a single. But it is included on the 2019 Originals project, where that's the project that has all of the guide vocal versions of songs that Prince wrote that ended up being recorded by other artists. So this was one of three Sheila E. songs that made it onto that project, along with The Glamorous Life and Holly Rock. The song is also notable as it's the only track on the Sheila E.'s Glamorous Life album that included a co-writing credit from Sheila E. herself. Yeah, the original writing credits were all given to Sheila E. upon release, but as we know, that's not really the case. Prince wrote all of the songs, but this particular song, according to Prince Vault, Sheila's contributions actually, you know, were enough to give her a co-writing credit after the fact. To what extent were her contributions, that's unclear to me. One thing I wanted to quickly just clarify, because the word rendezvous in the title, rendezvous is a word that I thought it would be worth defining, just in case there's anyone out there that isn't really familiar with the textbook definition of the word. It can be used as either a noun or a verb. I think noun is a more commonly used version of this word, but it can be used as a verb as well. So the noun version of rendezvous is just a meeting at a agreed upon time and place, typically between two people. So, you know, a meeting or appointment is a synonym for rendezvous. When you use it as a verb, you're typically treating it as if you're rendezvousing with someone else. And that just means that you're going to get together or meet. But it's an action word, as opposed to just, this is, a place or a thing that we're going to do. So Prince sings this song in his falsetto, as he often did when providing guide vocals for tracks that will be ultimately sung by women. He didn't always do this, but it was pretty common practice for him, especially in ballads, which Noon Rendezvous is. It's a ballad. It's not the only ballad on The Glamorous Life, but it is, I think, the most well-known of the two ballads on the album. The other one is Next Time Wipe the Lipstick Off Your Collar. That's on the second side of the record. Yeah, so Noon Rendezvous for me it's more of a song that describes the anticipation of a woman who's about to meet her lover for a sexual encounter in the middle of the day. This sort of encounter is something that they seem to be very familiar with, as implied in the first verse, which I'll go over here in a second. And I noticed a theme in the song regarding communication and language. And she appears in the song to be, she meaning Sheila E.'s vocals. Whereas we're listening to the Prince version, you know, Prince is singing, but it's clearly being intended for a woman. So I'm going to continue to use the pronoun she. She appears to be just as enamored with the ways in which they communicate as much as, you know, the ways in which they make love or the physical aspects of their meetings. Okay, so we'll go into the first verse. I've been wondering what to wear. I love our noon rendezvous. I know you tell me you miss me. I know you tell me you miss me, and I want to make love to you. So So this goes back to, as I mentioned, the contemplating of this midday meeting, this rendezvous, and what she's preparing for, and the communication piece that I was referring to here in the first verse is, you tell me you miss me. I know you tell me you miss me. So this is the first time in the song where language and communication is sort of brought up as a theme or an important aspect of this couple's relationship. Your words, they intoxicate me. I shiver each time that you speak. What the chorus essentially is, even though they never say the noon rendezvous in the chorus, but the chorus, because it gets repeated multiple times in the song, is your words, they intoxicate me. I shiver each time that you speak. How much more can I endure, my love? Sound of your voice makes me weak. So again, the language, the communication theme, that goes around a song that is, in essence, about hooking up in the middle of the day is kind of interesting to me because your words, they intoxicate me and they make me shiver every time that you speak. The sound of your voice makes me weak. These are all aspects of the chorus. So it's, again, with the chorus being repeated multiple times, you certainly have to take the language used here as important to the songwriter. So even when they're apart, you know, when they're not engaging in their noon rendezvous, I get the impression that they communicate, you know, via phone calls or some other, I don't know if they meet and then they are unable to have sex. So they just, you know, kind of talk in a cafe or at a restaurant or something. And it's a bit more public, so they don't do anything more than just talk. Or maybe it's someone that she sees routinely throughout her day and they have to sneak away to, you know, engage in the physical aspects of their relationship. So throughout the week and throughout the, you know, the daytime or nighttime when they're not together physically, she uses his words and his language to continue to arouse her. If my body functions, operate this way when you just call my name. I'd hate to see when we are finally playing that nasty love game. The second verse. If my body functions operate this way when you just call my name, I'd hate to see when we are finally playing that nasty love game. So the second verse, again, goes back to communication, how how her body functions operate when you just call my name, meaning like I get really turned on when you just call my name. So if you turn me on simply just by saying my name or speaking to me, she's very much cognizant of how quickly and easily he can arouse her just through words. So she's like, well, if it's that easy for you to get me going, turn me on through language, I hate to see when we're finally playing that nasty love game. I don't think she actually would hate to see it, but she's just saying, like, if you do this to me from simple language, I imagine that it will be a much more intense experience when we're together, which is also interesting to me because then it tells me maybe they haven't had sex yet, but I don't think that's true because in the first verse, she talks about, I love our noon rendezvous. And that tells me that this is something that they've been doing before. So I'm a little confused by the seemingly conflicting information we're getting here. Is like, is it the first time or is it not the first time? I have always assumed that it was not the first time, but the second verse kind of maybe makes me wonder if that's not true. I hate to see when we're finally playing that nasty love game. Well, you've already played that nasty love game, right? So you already know what it's like, but unless I'm wrong. Prince and Sheila repeat the chorus again. Your words, they intoxicate me. I shiver each time that you speak. How much more can I endure, my love? The sound of your voice makes me weak. So it's the exact same chorus as before. The words all over your face, my love. What shall you or shall not do? You could show me some new tricks, my love. The third verse, the words are all over your face, my love. What shall you or shall I do? You could show me some new tricks, my love. I'd love to be taught by you. Again, language. The words are all over your face. So in this particular case, there actually isn't any speaking, but it's still communication. It's just done through looks and through facial expressions. The words are all over your face. I guess that tells me that they're together now. They're able to see each other. They've met. And, well, that's one way to interpret it, that they already have met, and now that they're together, you know, the passion is so great that they don't even have to speak. They just look at each other with those, you know, that intensity that I imagine that they have between each other as they're getting together in these new rendezvous. And she's even suggesting that they do something different, or, you know, she wants to be kind of taught in a way. I'd love to be taught by you. Like allowing herself to just kind of give in to this relationship and to this man and whatever it happens to be that he's wanting to do. She completely trusts him in this moment, and she doesn't have any hesitation about what they're going to do or what she may be asked to do. She wants to be shown some new tricks, so she's up for it. What shall you or shall I do? She's asking and looking for direction. She wants direction from him at this moment. The song is relatively short, so we only get a couple more lines that kind of go along with the fade. I've been wondering what to wear. I love our noon rendezvous. And then the song kind of fades out or ends. And that's just a repeat of lines in the first verse. So, again, the language, I think, is the key theme that I'm picking up on through the various verses and the chorus, of course, how language is used to arouse and build anticipation for these rendezvous, and how turned on she gets simply just through that. So it's more than physical. If it was just physical, I don't think this type of, you know, Prince wouldn't use this type of writing to continue to talk about the anticipation and the buildup and all of what goes into these encounters, the lead up, the buildup. I've been wondering what to wear. Your words intoxicate me, and I know that you miss me. So they're clearly not together as often as I think they would both like. which then goes back to, what kind of a relationship is this? What kind of a relationship are we describing here? Or that it is being described here? So there's really no specific indications of this in the lyrics. It can be implied that this is an affair, that these are two people engaging in an affair. They may be, one or both of them may already be in a relationship, and that's why they're not together as often as they would like, which is kind of clarified through the lyrics, and why they have to meet midday. Because if you think about, if they're a couple, why do they have to engage in these noon rendezvous? Why wouldn't they be able to just, you know, be together in the evening after work or whenever and have more of a true relationship where they're together much more frequently? Sure, there are situations where a couple has barriers or something that prevents them from being together as often as they would like. You can just be, distance could be one of them. Just they're both being monogamous to each other, but they just live in different cities. Or one is constantly on the road traveling for whatever reason. Maybe one's a musician. And rendezvous, by definition of the word, does not mean that it's clandestine, which is what I said in my opener. But it can be implied that it is, and it's a more secret type of meeting that these two people have. That's personally how I've always interpreted this song. And right or wrong, that's how I've always kind of taken it. That this is two people having an affair. And that's why they have to meet at noon, and that's why it's more of a secretive encounter than out in the open. And that's why the build-up is so, and anticipation is so important, and such an important part of the theme of the song, because that's all they're relegated to most of the time. It's just through communication. They only actually get to meet very infrequently and very periodically. I love our noon rendezvous because maybe that's the only time that they get to actually be together. We don't know if it's weekly, monthly, I doubt daily, but who knows? or just infrequent, like there's no rhyme or reason to it. It's whenever they can both make it happen. So what do you guys think? Do you think that the song is describing an affair? Or is it just two people who have just not been able to figure out how to be together more often than they would like? And what are your thoughts on the use of language around communication? All the lines around your words and, you know, the language and how you say my name and you say that you miss me and just all the stuff that goes around with talking, the two people talking leading up to the noon rendezvous. Would like to hear from you. So you can get a hold of me at pressrewind.net. That's where I house that's where I keep and house all of my episodes, my podcast episodes. Of course, I'm also on the various podcast catchers out there, Apple and Spotify and Amazon and so on and so forth. And also it can be found at social media, X, Instagram, Threads, Facebook. So this has been the Press Rewind Prince Eric's podcast. I've been your host, Jason Brenninger. And until next time, thank you very much and goodbye.
I've been wondering what to wear.